You're listening to State Facts on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. I'm your host, Nate Gallagher, and I'm joined by Hillsdale's resident Minnesotan, Draven Spies. How are you doing today, Draven?
Doing well.
Where are you from in Minnesota?
I'm from Waseca, Minnesota. It's about an hour and 10 south of the Twin Cities.
What is the capital of Minnesota?
St. Paul.
When was Minnesota admitted to the Union?
Ooh, I couldn't tell you.
May 11th, 1858. So you guys are an older state, definitely. And do you know what number it was admitted? Like first, second, third, that stuff.
Is it in the 30s?
Might be. You have to tell me.
Let's go 37.
32nd.
Oh.
Close. What is the population as of 2021?
I would go roughly 8 to 10 million.
6 million.
Dang.
A little bit lower than you thought, but you know what? That's not bad. I've had states that have had, like, not even a million.
Mm.
What is the nickname of the state?
I've got zero idea.
Land of 10,000 lakes.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that makes sense. But that's just more of its, like, its claim to fame, no?
I think it's the same thing,
yeah,
roughly.
I suppose. Yeah. And it's actually said to have, like, even more than that, like, 11,000 plus, even.
What is the state bird?
The loon. I remember I would go up to my uncle's cabin up in Outing, Minnesota, and we'd go tubing, and loons are freaking everywhere. The weird noise that they make. But yeah, I would always see at least three or four loons just out in the lake, and then we'd be on the deck, and I'd be hearing them go. Yeah, I can't make that noise, but you know. But yeah, anyway, yeah. But honestly, though, its eyes are weird.
If they're like scary or like just strange.
Like, scary, strange eyes.
Like, are they too humanoid or like what is it?
They're like. Reddish kind of, and they're like beady.
Ooh.
Beady little eyes.
This is a fun one. The state muffin.
Is it blueberry?
It's the blueberry muffin. Big blueberry guy?
It is probably my favorite muffin to eat. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of chocolate. So like, if there's blueberry, I get excited because usually there's only chocolate. So.
Valid. How about the state sport?
The state sport? Oh, hockey. It is the state of hockey.
Like out on the lakes, you could play hockey?
Oh, for sure. I mean, the day of hockey, I don't know if they've ever had the games on an actual lake, although it'd be kind of sick if they did. But the day of hockey, we always have like the games like outdoors because you're able to in Minnesota. And yeah, it is... Like, the state hockey tournament is one of the most watched tournaments in the state, which makes sense because it's the state of hockey. But, yeah, hockey is huge in Minnesota.
How about the state fruit?
Is it or isn't it an apple?
It could be an apple.
Because if it is an apple, I want to say Granny Smith. But if it's not an apple, let's go raspberry.
The Honeycrisp.
Oh, dang it.
Yep, it was an apple.
I should have known that. Dang.
A lot of apple trees, because I feel like, aren't apple trees a little bit more like southern? Like not so in a cold climate?
A lot of my neighbors have apple trees, including my grandparents, actually.
So never mind then. I guess they are. How about the state drink?
That would be milk. Yep. Milk. My cousin, oh my goodness, he is a very big enjoyer of milk. He would have a good, like, I don't know, a good 2 glasses of milk at each meal, and each glass would say it's at least 12 ounces. Like, he loves his milk. He's a big boy.
Is he reflective of the whole state, do you think, or like?
More than not, yeah.
Anyway, I think that's all the time that we have. Thanks so much for coming on the show, Draven.
Thanks for having me.
I've been Nate Gallagher with State Facts on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. See you next time.